Last November and December, I spent 3 weeks at a medium security penitentiary for Native women. I was there as an art therapist. And as many of you will know, art is a wonderful means for people to express emotions or to say things for which there are no words. And this was particularly true for these women, most of whom had little or no education. The Okima Ochi Healing Lodge, it means Thunder Hills in Cree, is in the remote corner of southwest Saskatchewan, and it was opened when the notorious prison for women in Kingston was closed in 1995. It is the only federal correctional institution that is run by Natives, and it is infused with the spirit and the philosophy of the Nekanit First Nations band on whose reserve the prison is located. The emphasis throughout the whole institution is on healing and recovery, not punishment. The environment is one of respect and understanding. The women are treated with dignity and compassion. This is a healing lodge, even though it is also a medium security penitentiary. It was built to house 25 women and their nursing babies. When I was there, there were 40 women and no children. 3% of the Canadian population are Native women, but 32% of all women in a prison in this country are Native. 32%. That is an increase of 151% in the last decade. Whatever we are doing is not working. The women are there for terrible crimes: murder, manslaughter, armed robbery, aggravated assault, arson, and the most common is drug trafficking. All the women I met had been sexually abused as children. Many had been abandoned by alcoholic parents. Most had been on the street since they were 10 or 12. I want to tell you the story about one of the women I met. She was from a reserve in northern Saskatchewan, a reserve rampant with abuse, as many of them are. She told me that she didn't remember a single kind word when she was growing up. Not a single kind word from anybody. At the age of 10, she took over the care of her younger siblings and looking after the household because her alcoholic parents were simply not there. She was raped when she was 13. And when she was 15, in a rage, she killed another teenager. She was sentenced to life in prison and immediately put into solitary confinement for 3.5 years. This is a 15-year-old. Well, by the time she was sentenced, she probably was 16. And by her own admission, she said she was a very negative, angry, and bitter child. And of course, being in solitary confinement for 3.5 years, she became even more bitter and angry. But then something happened to this woman in her late 20s that transformed her life. Her beloved grandmother died, and she begged and pleaded and fought with the authorities to go to the funeral. At first they refused, but at the last minute they relented. And as she stood around her grandmother's grave in the family circle, handcuffed, shackled, with a guard on each side, she was overcome with shame. And in that moment, she vowed that she would never embarrass her family again, and she determined to live every day with kindness. That's hard to do when you've never experienced it. Well, when I met her, she's now in her late 30s, She's completed her high school education, which she can do at the Healing Lodge. She's cheerful. She's optimistic about the future. When she came to see me, she said, I don't want to do art therapy. I want to talk about what I can do when I get out. She will come up for parole this August. And with any luck, she will be in a halfway house. And she is determined to begin to make a contribution to society.